This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Taliban Thursday claimed responsibility for ambushing a group of U.S. and European tourists in Afghanistan's western Herat province, wounding six of the tourists and their Afghan driver. A provincial police spokesman says the attack took place in the Shristi Sharif area shortly after the tourists arrived from the central Bamiyan province. Also Thursday, a Pakistani helicopter crash-landed in Afghanistan's Logar province. Officials say the helicopter caught fire after it landed and was approached by a group of armed men who seized six people and took them to an unknown location. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. does not pay ransom amid criticism of the Obama administration's payment of $400 million in cash to Iran on the same day Iran released four American hostages. U.S. officials said the airlifting of $400 million in foreign currency to Iran in January was to partially settle a decades-old dispute over a canceled arms agreement, but critics have termed it a ransom payment. President Barack Obama is preparing to meet with top military and national security advisors. The discussion involves the fight against the Islamic State. He met with members of the National Security Council at the Pentagon. Turkish media say a court in Istanbul issued an arrest warrant Thursday for U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who the government accuses of being behind the recent failed coup attempt. The Turkish government said that Gulen masterminded the coup and has called on the U.S. to extradite him back to Turkey. This is VOA News. London police said Thursday that they found no evidence to suggest terrorism was the motive in a knife attack Thursday in central London. Police say mental health issues were involved when a Somali man stabbed a woman to death and wounded five other people. The 19-year-old man is in police custody at a hospital. Police identified the 60-year-old woman who was stabbed to death as an American citizen. Pakistan has again brushed aside U.S. criticism of its anti-terrorism efforts. The U.S. Defense Department announced Wednesday that it would not hand over $300 million in military reimbursements because of insufficient action by Pakistan against the Haqqani terrorist network and the Afghan Taliban. A foreign ministry spokesman says the reimbursement program serves the interests of both countries and insisted that Pakistan has taken decisive action against terrorists and extremists. Results from South Africa's local elections show opposition parties have scored major gains against the ruling ANC party. With more than half the votes counted, the ANC held a majority of the national vote count, but with its lowest level of support since the end of apartheid in 1994. Analysts had predicted the ANC would lose support in this year's elections because of corruption scandals and rising public resentment over a lack of basic services. Vaccines to guard against the Zika virus are rapidly moving through the development process. It was announced Thursday that three experimental vaccines completely protected lab monkeys from infection. Human clinical trials of the vaccines are set to begin this fall. Egypt's military says it has killed Abu Dua al-Ansari, whom it identified as the leader of the Sinai branch of the Islamic State group. An Egyptian general says the military carried out a series of airstrikes on the town of Arish, killing 45 Islamic State fighters, as well as al-Ansari. The post did not specify when the airstrikes were carried out. Israel's Internal Security Agency said Thursday a senior official at an international aid organization funneled millions of dollars from charity funds to the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Shin Bet says Mohammed al-Habali, Halabi, diverted up to $50 million from U.S.-based World Vision to Hamas and used the money to build tunnels and to buy arms. The Christian charity group, which operates in over 100 countries, said on its website that it was shocked by the allegations and that it has no reason to believe that they are true. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
R&B